Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Yeah, it's a great day to fall out with summer and fall in with fall. Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, celebrating 10 years of weaving together Mosaic of voices from the arts, politics, personal growth, and justice. How are you? What a busy day. Lots to talk about, and lots of great music to surround ourselves with, too. So we'll do all of the above and get you in the next breaking news. Senator Bob Menendez, democratically elected Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey, just indicted, along with his wife Nadine, on corruption and bribery charges in connection with helping bolster private businesses and the Egyptian government. Ouch. We will talk about that and the difference between the Democratic reaction to those charges and the MAGA Republican reaction to Donald Trump's legal woes. Spoiler alert, there's a big difference. We'll talk about that. Speaking of the MAGAs, they're still going head-to-head with Kevin McCarthy regarding that government shutdown, which could be happening by the end of this month. And the Senate has a new dress code. Good or bad, there may be hypocrisy on the left side of the aisle when it comes to that. I'll talk about that because I call it as I see it, as you know, and sometimes I get blamed for it, but so be it. That's the way we roll here. Hey, you're Forgotten 45s in the mix, as are you, or you're listening live. It is Friday, September 22nd. Fall is tomorrow. It is 10 a.m. out west, high noon central, and 1 o'clock here in the east. Our number in motion, 347-857-4505. The Facebook page, pop in the chat box available as well as the telephone line for those staying along for the live ride. And until they charge us, we're doing the Twitter X feed 24-7 at AB Writes, all being held with a talented Ever-Ready TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML at headquarters. Show brought to you in part by Old Navy. It's officially time to fall in for great styles and savings at Old Navy. Also by Dunkin'. America runs in Dunkin'. Indulge in all your favorite fall classics, including the pumpkin spice lattes. America runs in Dunkin'. And by PopNet, arts, culture, and conversation on air, online, up and running 24-7, featuring the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show and those robust roundtables where yours truly is in the midst of the mayhem and loving it. Not loving so much, even though autumn is my favorite season, it's still hard to say goodbye when the summer's gone. Let's open things up with the Kinks and weigh in on anything, everything, right here on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. So happy to have you aboard.
Looking in a window on a rainy day. Think about the things that are just too away. Looking at the gutter, watching the trash go flowing by. Think
though I can see summertime slipping on away, slipping on, on. A few more geese gone, a few more leaves turning red. But the grass is as soft as a feather in a feather bed. So I'll be king and you'll be queen. Our kingdom's gonna be this little patch of green. Won't you lie down with me right now in this September grass? Won't you lie down with me now, September grass? Like the sweetest pain. Yeah, I kissed a girl at a football game. Still smell the sweat and the grass stain. We walked home together, but I was never the same. But that was a long time ago. Where is she now? Oh, I don't know. Won't you lie down with me now, now, in this September grass? Won't you lie down with me now, September grass? Oh, September grass is the sweetest kind. It goes down easy like apple wine. Hope you don't mind if I pour you some. Be that much sweeter by the winter to come. Do you see those ants dancing on a blade of grass? But I know that's you and me, baby, yes. We're so small and the world's so vast. We found each other down in the grass. Won't you lie down with me right here, September grass? Won't you lie down in September grass? Oh, darling,
to every word of love I heard you whisper.
sunny day. Bruce Springsteen on the Amy Beth Arkley Show as we wish a very happy early birthday wishes to the boss celebrating his 74th birthday tomorrow, September 23rd. And get well wishes, too. He's been sidelined for the last couple of weeks due to his ulcer illness, but vows to get back on stage. So if you have tickets to his show and you know anybody who's seen him in recent years, it's a vigorous workout. It's a great show, regardless of his age, that's for sure. He'll get back on. So hang on to those tickets and check your venue for details, as they say. Go for it, Bruce. We love you, you know. And a couple of songs as we usher out the month of September. September in the Rain from Rod Stewart. And that beauty from James Taylor that Sheila wanted to hear. We played it a couple of weeks ago, and she said, hadn't heard that song before. Can you play it again? Sure can, Sheila. September Grass. Good day to frolic in it because the rains in the Northeast anywhere are coming, starting tomorrow. But we need it, I guess. And the melancholy Out We Go with Summer from the Kinks. Summer's gone, indeed. I love the fall, but it's always sad to say goodbye to the carefree season of summer, indeed. But the fall is a great time to kind of get rejuvenated and reinvigorated and plunge into new projects. And if the Inspiration to Action Challenge can help you do that, I'm always so grateful when it reconnects folks with their inner artist. And one such person is Dana in Putney, Vermont, who said, thanks so much. You nudged me in the right way. I'm writing again. I love those short teasers. So keep going, Dana. Keep us posted. Hey, if Inspiration to Action Challenge has worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out. You deserve it. You're also spiriting other folks on. Reach out via the website amybetharkawy, ARKAWY.com. Easy access until they start charging on the Twitter X feed at AB Writes. But it's a great place to also chime in if you need a little push in that direction. We'll start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. First one is on me. Give me a couple of weeks to connect, and we'll do it. Hey, while you're at the website, please peruse My Stories, the award-winning Liza Gordon mystery series available for ebook and paperback via Cozy Cat Press. We have other goodies available as well, and the chance to chime in with guest suggestions, Big Story, Forgotten 45 requests. We have links to the podcast and social media connections. One-stop creative shop at the website, amybetharkawy.com. So it's always a good time, you know, it's symbolically back to school, even for those of us who are old and creaky and haven't been in school in a long time, but it's the mindset. Kids from college to elementary are hitting the books and facing the consequences of not doing their homework, too, right? You know what that's like. Let's head up to Annandale for Bard with Becker and Sagan. I mean, with her push.
is. I left my lunch and I broke my glasses.
That guy is huge.
That girl is wailing.
First day of school.
Age of grade 9. Bare Naked Ladies on the Amy Beth Arkley Show from that accidentally titled Gordon album all those years ago that started off their big craze. An awkward age for sure. And Becker and Fagan, Steely Dan going up to Bard and my old school college. If you're in college and you're of age to vote, please register to do so. We need you guys. Love Kamala Harris having that college tour. She started out at Hampton University, making her way, I think, around the country. And that's perfect for her. They got to showcase her more, and she can energize the young people. And we need those voters to really get out and vote. It's going to be in your hands, kids, because you got a lot of things to worry about. Reproductive rights, LGBTQ rights, civil rights, learning about things in school that are not, you know, not banned in books and that kind of thing. And, of course, the future of the planet. Climate change is a big issue. So if they vote, I think they're going to vote blue no matter who, if you know what I'm saying. Because the former guy and his crowd in MAGA, they're not good for this country at all. Meanwhile, we hear that Donald Trump is refusing to debate. He's skipping the second debate, too. And people like editorial boards in the Wall Street Journal and other places are questioning his mental acuity. They've been, you know, hammering on poor Joe Biden for all this time, but now they're wondering, what the heck is he so afraid of? Well, if you judge by his rally speech last week, he said he won and beat Obama. He said that we're headed towards World War II. He's bumbling, he's fumbling. He looks horrible if you see him. He looks bloated. He looks sweaty. He doesn't look well. I'm sure the weight of the world is weighing on him. He claims that he doesn't think about, at least that's what he told Kristen Welker on Meet the Press, think about the possibility of going to prison. But behind the scenes, people who know him say he's very worried about it. He's been pestering his lawyers with questions about what kind of prison he'd have to go to. Would it be a Club Fed-style prison or one of the bad ones, his quote. And would he have to wear one of those orange jumpsuits like everybody else? I guess he's afraid it will clash with his complexion. Although the orange jumpsuits are usually in the county jails. He'd go to a prison, so it might be a different color, I think. But, and, of course, the big questions. Will they serve him, you know, hamburgers, Diet Cokes, and confetti on his federally funded gold-plated toilets? We'll see. I'm guessing if he does wind up getting convicted, he'll wind up doing home confinement, probably even without the ankle bracelet, at Mar-a-Lago. But we'll see. We can hope. A girl can dream, can't she? They say. Meanwhile, the other side of the aisle, and all the MAGA people are rallying, and they want to defund the government, they want to shut it down, they want to expunge his impeachments, the whole bit. On the Democratic side, Senator Bob Menendez, a Democrat from New Jersey, has been indicted again. Apparently he is the only senator to be indicted twice. He was indicted back in 2015. I'm still trying to refresh myself with those charges. It involved an eye doctor that he was friendly with and, again, some kind of corruption and bribery thing, which he's now being charged again, along with his wife Nadine, a slew of bribery charges, apparently to enrich himself and his wife. And really, this is just greed. If this is true, that he was helping three New Jersey businessmen and benefiting the country of Egypt. And he sits as the chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee, and he is going to have to resign that or step aside at least for now, although I don't know if he'll resign his Senate seat. He's not required to do so. He's claiming he'll fight the charges, although the statement that he really said that facts are not as they are presented, to me that doesn't indicate a full-throated denial of the charges, and that's kind of scary in and of itself. But what I'm gleaning from this and what we can read from NBC News, it says they have been charged, he and his wife have been charged with a bribery over the alleged receipt of hundreds of thousands of dollars in return for the senator's use of his influence to enrich three New Jersey businessmen and benefit the Egyptian government. That's according to the indictment that was unsealed today. The charges include conspiracy to commit bribery, conspiracy to commit honest services fraud, and conspiracy to commit extortion under the color of official right. The bribes the couple allegedly received included cash, gold bars, payments toward a home mortgage, compensation for a low or no-show job for his wife, a luxury vehicle, and other items of value. They showed pictures, and they had, like, his designer suits with wads of cash shoved into his pockets. I mean, this is just unmitigated greed. I don't get it. You don't have to live a life like that. Do you have to have that Mercedes? I mean, you can live a nice life with less luxurious items. If you can afford it and you're doing it legitimately, that's fine. But this is what happens. I mean, you look at the reality show stars, same kind of thing. These people get themselves in trouble because they just want to keep amassing stuff. It's just stuff. It might be high-end stuff, but it's just stuff. It's not worth it. It just doesn't seem worth it. In any event, federal agents allege they discovered many of the items when they executed search warrants in the couple's home in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, in June of 2022. So they've been working on this for a while. They found more than $480,000 in cash, much of it stuffed into envelopes and hidden in clothing, closets, and a safe, including jackets bearing the senator's name that were hanging in his closet, as well as more than $70,000 in Nadine Menendez's safe deposit box. Wow. And, of course, they also discovered a Mercedes-Benz convertible worth more than $60,000 that the pair of New Jersey businessmen, while Hannah and Jose Uribe, gave to Nadine Menendez in exchange for the senator's interference in a state criminal prosecution of Uribe's associate and investigation into an employee whom Uribe referred to as a relative. Federal agents also found gold bars worth hundreds of thousands of dollars in the Menendez's home that were provided by Hannah and other businessmen. Their businessman, Fred Davies, who along with Uribe was also charged in the indictment. We'll see what happens as this plays out and whether he will resign or not. But there are calls for him to resign, and that's interesting where that's the opposite of what's going on the Republican side. So you talk about that alleged two-tiered system, if you know what I'm saying. It just seems, you know, a little crazy. What do we have? Anybody chiming in on the... Here, Brett says, the reactions to the Menendez indictment tell you everything you need to know about the two parties. Not a single Dem on my feed is whining about a weaponized justice system. Not one person is calling for civil war. Nobody is defending his actions. Instead, my entire feed is people calling for equal justice under the law, calling for him to resign, and hoping if he is convicted, and he'll be sent to prison if proven guilty. Only one party believes in the rule of law and its equal application. And by the way, it's not the Republicans. Indeed, indeed, indeed. It's pretty crazy. And Joe Walsh, the former right-wing at one point, Republican congressman who is now a radio show host, says, so a Democratic senator is indicted on serious charges and no Democrats are attacking the justice system, no Democrats are attacking the prosecutors, no Democrats are calling for an investigation of the prosecution, and no Democrats are calling to defund the Justice Department. Weird, huh? Indeed, no longer can the Republicans call themselves the party of law and order, national security, with defending Trump and the boxes and all that stuff with all the documents. It's just you can't do it, kids, and you can't call yourself true blue either when you are rallying around people who were convicted of assaulting police officers at the Capitol. It just doesn't fly. It doesn't work. Anybody else? Pop in the chat box. Dom Shining, listening to you live and loving it. Thank you for the weekday shows. I like the way you're even-handed. Yeah, well, I call it like I see it. I have to. I mean, that's just it. Everybody has to call things out if it's wrong on either side. And there are things that are wrong that happen on the left side, no question. But right now, the right wing, the MAGA Republicans, are calling all the bad shots. if you know what I'm saying, including the shutdown. It's looming large. We only have a week to go, and they're still fighting with McCarthy. He's ready to throw in the towel and explode. He sent them home for a long weekend, which makes no sense because they can't come to any kind of solution. They don't take, I think, as my congressman, who's a Republican, and I'm not voting for him again because he may be moderate, but he votes for the Republicans, and he's giving them the majority. And we got to go back to having the Democrats a majority. Sorry, Mike Lawler, but he says they won't take yes for an answer, and it's a clown car. It is. But there's no reasoning with these people, and you have to – I don't know what the answer is going to be, but the shutdown is looming large. Some people think the shutdown is an okay thing, like skeptics, observationist says the reason Congress fears a shutdown is because Americans will see how life continues without government and how much more free and independent we can be without government. Yeah, not so much. You say that to the hundreds of thousands of federal employees who will be furloughed and or have to work but not get paid. If people need Social Security checks, Medicare checks, all of those things. Parks, all of this stuff is going to be affected. So it will be affected over the long term. You might not feel it right away, but you will feel it eventually. So I think that's just a very flimsy and facile answer. Sorry to tell you that, but I just do. It is the end of the Berkeley Show. Weigh in, Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, Potnet chat box, all those if you're tagging along for that live Friday ride. Well, we honored a couple of people that we lost. I can't believe it was 50 years ago this past week on September 19th, 1973. When we lost Gram Parsons, who was kind of a groundbreaking folk pop rock artist. His Cosmic American Music, I think he called it, was sort of a blend of rhythm and blues and folk and rock, and pretty groundbreaking. He passed away of a drug overdose only at the age of 26, but his legacy kind of lives on. The Grievous Angel, he was known as, one of his great songs, remembering the late, great Gram Parsons on the Amy Beth Arkley Show.
Won't you scratch my itch, sweet Annie Rich? And welcome me back to town. Come out on your porch or step into your parlor, and I'll tell you how it all went down. Out with the truckers and the kickers and the cowboy angels, and a good salute and everything was down. Oh, and I remembered something new. Come true. 20,000 roads I went down, 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 and they all led me straight back home to you. 'Cause I headed west to grow up with the country, across those prairies with those about a calico bonnet from Cheyenne to Tennessee. We flew straight across that river bridge last night at that two. Switchman waved his lantern to sign the day as we went rolling through. Billboards and truck stops passed by the Grievous Angel. Now I know just what I have to do.
Take it for me, Jane.
The news I could bring, I met up with a king on his head.
you.
Yeah, won't you said I do.
And driving on the borrowed car.
You in the wedding clothes, whoa.
Yeah, and you in that amazing dress. I was stoned in love, I guess.
You and me, but you please, this is us.
Jiving around. suggest that I loved you the best. I can't keep track of each fallen robin. I remember you well in the Chelsea Hotel. That's all, I don't even think of you that often.
Great late Leonard Cohen on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, Chelsea Hotel. Song, I think, he wrote about Janis Joplin. Not so sure, but I think so. As we remember him, honor him, his birthday was September 21st, 1934. We lost him a few years ago, but left behind oh so many great songs, poetry, a novel, a Renaissance man of sorts, and sartorially gifted as well, well-dressed man indeed. Speaking of the dress code, the Senate, of course, you know, they... made it a little more lax. You can wear whatever the heck you want in honor of John Fetterman, the senator from Pennsylvania who likes to wear cargo shorts and hoodies. So he's allowed to do that on the floor. I'm not so sure I agree with that. And especially since the Democrats for a long time, or progressive commentators anyway, would complain about Jim Jordan, who I'm no fan of, wearing shorts, shirt sleeves and a tie. He usually comes out with not wearing a jacket. But the tie and the shirt sleeves are a little bit more respectful of some kind of decorum than a hoodie and cargo shorts, I think. And I'm not a fan of Jordan. He made a complete arse out of himself again this past week with that hearing, that silly hearing, where they were grilling AG Merrick Garland about the Hunter Biden investigation and other things. It just made no sense. But got to call it like you see it. I think it's better to have the suits, people wearing the suits on the Senate floor, especially since the staffers are not allowed to be more casual. I mean, every day can't be casual Friday, and that kind of, some formalities are necessary. But, the rules get lax. But, of course, I like Fetterman. He's a good guy. He is a good guy. He's been through a lot. A lot of people love him in Pennsylvania. He's salt-of-the-earth type character, and that's fine. But still, they always say you should dress for the job that you want, not the job that you have. If you want to be senator, you should dress for it. My opinion, we'll see. Anyway, like I said, I call it like I see it. A couple of great songs, too. Emmylou Harris featured in those, one with Mark Knopfler a few years back, and This Is Us, and, of course, featured with her soulmate, Gram Parsons, late Gram Parsons, and Grievous, The Return of the Grievous Angel. Gram Parsons, of course, famous with his work with the Byrds, Flying Burrito Brothers, and his solo work, often with his collaborator, Emmylou Harris. Only 26 years old. You think about all that great work behind. Really sad stuff, indeed. And also, it was a very sad time. I don't really remember all this details. I'm too young. But 50 years ago, the day after, September 20th, 1973, Jim Croce died in a plane crash, along with his guitar player and collaborator Maury Mollison, comedian George Stevens, manager Kenneth Cortese, and tour manager Dennis Rast, and I believe the pilot also perished. Everybody died who was on board. He was only 30 years old. Still, his songs live on, and I remember as a kid, he influenced me so much in my early writing, and I have all his albums, I think, including a posthumous I don't know if I have the greatest hits, because I don't know if I need the greatest hits. I have all the other albums, but I have the posthumous collection of outtakes and other rarities that are on there. Very interesting stuff. He's only 30 years old, left behind oh so many great story songs and characters, like the Roller Derby Queen, Speedball Tucker, Big Jim Walker. Love songs, too, like Operator, Love Song, Lover's Cross, Operator, Time in a Bottle, of course, a famous one. So oh so many great songs. You think about, what kind of work he could have amassed in all those stolen years. But good stuff indeed. And his son, AJ, who I think was two or three when he passed, went on to become a musician, a pianist in his own right, and now has this show, which I saw this past summer, called Croce and Croce, where he does covers of his dad's songs, some original songs. It's a really great show. It's photographs, video clips, all this kind of stuff put together. If you get a chance to see it, he's touring around the country at a theater near you. Please go see it. I think you'll enjoy it, especially if you're a Jim Croce fan. It's just really something, Croce and Croce. But one of his, I guess, is arguably his most famous character is Bad, Bad Leroy Brown. Remember that great character? Remembering Jim Croce on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show.
About six like a jigsaw puzzle with a couple of pieces gone.
And it's bad, bad, Leroy Brown.
To the empty faces of the people of the night, something is just not right, 'cause I know that I gotta get out of here. I'm so alone. Don't you know that I gotta get out of here, 'cause New York's not my home. Though all the streets are crowded, there's something strange about it. I lived there about a year and I never once felt at home. I thought I'd make the big time. I learned a lot of lessons awful quick, and now I'm telling you that they were not the nice kind. It has been so long since I have felt fine. That's the reason that I gotta get out of here. I'm so alone. Don't you know that I gotta get out of here, 'cause New York's not my
from the late, great Jim Croce on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, New York's Not My Home. That's one of his more cerebral kind of songs. And, of course, the classic Bad Bad, Leroy Brown, remembering Jim Croce, who died at the age of 30. Wow. Seems so young to me now. And it is, of course, but left behind, oh, so many great songs, for sure. And, of course, the Graham Parsons tribute as well with the Return of the Grievous Angel. And he left us way too long. Too young, too, at the age of 26. It is the end of the Darkly Show. A lot of folks, lots to cram into this show, I got to say. And we had one caller who was waving. The hand goes up when they call. And they want to get on. I'm sorry, you call at the end of the show. It's hard to get you on when not too many folks call in. But we do have time to go around the social media horn before we sashay out of here. Pop in the chat box. Claudia says, thank you so much. I love listening live now. You're like an oasis of sanity for me. But I'm not ashamed to admit I listen to podcasts later, too. Hey, Claudia, I love it. Thank you so much. Twofer. Double trouble. Listen whenever you want to, for sure, my friend. Fritzy says, the politics is just so scary. I'm on the same page with you, as you know. But thanks so much for the Graham Parsons and Jim Croce tributes. People can't forget these folks for sure. They're very important artists. Yeah, you know what I say? If you're not familiar with them, please do yourself a favor. It's really a favor for you to just dip into YouTube, Spotify. There's so many places to go now to hear this music, and you'll hear it, and I think it's going to change your life in a lot of ways, or enliven you at least. And, you know, that's the whole beauty of music and the arts in general. They just open you up to so many different things and can inspire you. So please do that if you get a chance. I do believe that, and I think it's like a gift. It's a gift to you. For sure. Government, let it shut down. Who cares? So says Maurice. Well, Maurice, if you don't work for the government, if you don't rely on the government for anything, maybe, and again, short term, we might not feel it, but long term, I think you're all going to feel it because there are so many things that are affected, and the government does do some important work. Carol on the Twitter X feed says, will Senator Menendez be the sacrificial lamb to make Merrick Garland look unbiased and fair? I think so. I don't doubt that Menendez is guilty of bribery charges, but the timing of the indictment tells the story. Wow, interesting how you put it that way. If you're in the MAGA bag, Carol, I'm not saying you are, but if you are, you're going to believe what you want to believe. On the other hand, we have a tweeter of souls who says, if we lived in a sane media landscape, the Menendez indictment would put the kibosh on any claims of politicized DOJ, but I fully suspect the GOP to continue beating that drum, evidence be damned. I'm with you on that one, tweeter of souls. We can only call it out like we see it and tell it like it is. That's the whole point. On all sides, or both sides, as they say. Hey, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you to the TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, and ML headquarters for keeping us moving. And thank you so much. Please drive safe, play nice, dream big, and be on the lookout for media missives, our various appearances, Arts Radio Network, PopNet, PodStream, etc. Some new stuff coming up, too, details to follow, as they say. And reach out. Friend me on Facebook. Follow us, at least for now. Well, we didn't really go through anybody. Did anybody say? We didn't check in on the unofficial unscientific listener survey. Are you going to stick with Twitter X if they make you pay? We'll see. I don't think anybody chimed in on that one. I'm not. I'll tell you that much. We'll have to get to me another way. But they haven't made us pay yet. We'll see what happens. Anyway, friend me on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. I am at A.B. Wright for the 24/7 Conversation. And of course, our producer, Trudy Hart, is at Radio Trudy. Drive safe, play nice, dream big. Come back and see us on the Amy with Dark Voice Show. We'll leave you with a beauty from John Prine. And he laments summer's end. Take care. You know I love you all.
Summer's in around the bend, just flying. The swimming suits are on the line, just drying. I'll meet you there for our conversation. I hope I didn't ruin your whole vacation. Well, you never know how far from home you're feeling until you've watched the shadows cross the ceiling. Well, I don't know, but I can see it snowing in your car. The windows are wide open. Just come on home, come on home. No, you don't have to be alone. Just come on home. Valentine's break hearts and minds at random. That old Easter egg ain't got a leg to stand on. Well, I can see that you can't win for trying. And New Year's Eve is bound to leave you crying. Come on home. Come on home. No, you don't have to be alone. Come on home. The moon and stars hang out in bars just talking. I still love that picture of us walking. Just like that old house we thought was haunted. Summers then came faster than we wanted. Come on home, come on home. No, you don't have to be alone. Come on home, come on home. You don't have to be alone. Just come on home.